Psalm 102. A prayer for the afflicted man who is languishing and who pours out his case before the Lord. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my crying out come to you. Do not hide your face from me. On the day when I am in a strait, incline your ear to me. On the day when I call, do answer me quickly, for my days are ending in smoke, and my bones are burning up like a firebrand. My heart is aggrieved and dried up like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. With the sound of my sighing, my bones cleave to my flesh. I have come to resemble the desert pelican. I have become like the owl of the wastelands. I have been sleepless, and I have become like a solitary bird on a rooftop. My enemies reproach me all day long. Those who make me look foolish have taken oaths against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mixed my drink with weeping, on account of your indignation and your wrath, for you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a declining shadow, and I am drying out like grass. But you, O Lord, dwell age-abidingly, and remembrance of you is from generation to generation. You will rise up and have mercy on Zion when it is time to show it grace, when the season has come. For your servants delight in its stones and are well disposed to its dust, and the Gentiles will fear the name of the Lord, as will all the kings of the earth, your glory. When the Lord has built Zion, he will appear in his glory. He turns to the prayer of the destitute and does not despise their prayer. This will be written for the last generation, and a recreated people will praise the Lord. For he has peered down from his holy heights. The Lord has looked down from heaven to the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to unbind those condemned to death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion, and his praiseworthiness in Jerusalem, when nations gather together, and kingdoms too, to serve the Lord. He has oppressed my strength on the way. He has shortened my days, so that I say, O God of mine, do not take me up at half of my days. Your years are throughout generation and generation. In past time you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They shall perish, but you will remain, and they will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothing, and they will undergo change. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end. Your servant's sons will be settled, and their seed will be established before you. Psalm 103. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my being, and his holy name, O all my inward parts. Bless the Lord, O my being, and do not forget any of the recompenses of him who forgives all my iniquity, who cures all my diseases, who redeems my life from the pit, who crowns me with kindness and mercy, and who satiates my years with goodness. My youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord performs righteous acts, and acts of justice for all the oppressed. He makes his way known to Moses, and his deeds to the sons of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, forbearing and rich in kindness. He will not contend in perpetuity, and he will not retain his anger age-abidingly. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has he retributed us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so his kindness prevails over those who fear him. As the east is remote from the west, so he has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his sons, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows our condition, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. Like the wild flowers, so he blossoms. Then the wind passes over him, and he is no more, and his place no longer recognizes him. But the Lord's kindness is of ancient time, and is age-abiding to those who fear him. And his righteousness is directed to the sons of sons, to those who keep his covenant, and those who remember his precepts, to carry them out. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you who are mighty in power, who carry out his word by heeding the utterance of his word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts of his, you who serve him and do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his rule. Bless the Lord, O my being.